Economists are warning that a lapse in pandemic relief programs could mean tens of millions of Americans won't be able to make the rent, and that could trigger the worst housing crisis in the nation's history. One that Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service explains could put more than 300,000 Kansans at risk of losing their homes.
A team of researchers at the Aspen Institute is sounding the alarm. The Institute's Catherine Lucas McKay says between 30 and 40 million renters in the United States could face eviction before the end of the year.
The most shocking thing is the scale of the problem.
The Institute estimates that as many as 350,000 Kansas renters could be at risk if Congress doesn't quickly approve a, quote, robust new pandemic relief package. One, says Lucas McKay, that renews the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits that ran out at the end of July.
That $600 weekly bonus from the federal government is what kept people afloat.
The federal government is playing with fire right now.
University of Kansas researcher Donna Ginther is tracking the impact of the coronavirus on the Kansas economy. She says Congress's inaction on a new pandemic relief package is quickly making things worse.
If those benefits aren't restored, you're going to see a lot of hardship and deprivation going forward.
Kansas is applying to participate in a stopgap program authorized by the Trump administration, not Congress, that would boost unemployment benefits by $400 a week. But only temporarily, says Kansas Labor Secretary Ryan Wright.
What we've been told through our national partners from FEMA is that we should only plan on 3 weeks of dedicated funding. So this money will go quickly.
Weekly surveys by the U.S. Census Bureau show more and more Kansans falling behind on their rent and mortgages, including one in three households with children. Many Kansas counties are also seeing double-digit percentage increases in applications for food stamps and TANF, the state's temporary cash assistance program for its poorest families. Connie Stottlemyre runs Community Action Topeka, a nonprofit social service agency that helps low-income families cover the cost of food, rent, and utility bills. Lately, she says she's been seeing a lot of new faces.
It is that middle-low-income population that we see showing up more than usual. And the stories that we're hearing from them are, you know, I've never thought I would have to ask for assistance. I never knew I would be in this place.
Sheena Mooney scraped by for a while after losing her job with a janitorial company at the start of the pandemic in March. But after being denied unemployment benefits, she couldn't pay her rent and was recently evicted. As friends helped her pack up her belongings, Mooney said she had nowhere to go.
It's my home. I worked so hard for it. So hard, you have no idea.
Mooney's eviction was pushed through the legal system during a two-month gap in Governor Laura Kelly's orders barring evictions and foreclosures. The existing moratorium will expire on September the 15th unless the legislature renews Kelly's emergency powers. So the governor's hoping Congress acts before that. Steve Vogel has 13 rental properties in and around Topeka. He has no problem with the moratorium as long as it's temporary. Once it's lifted, he says he'll work with tenants who have fallen behind.
Some people think that landlords are just like waiting to evict a tenant, and that's just not true. No landlord that I know wants to do an eviction.
But Ginther, the KU economist, says only the federal government has the resources to repair the economic damage done by a pandemic that she likens to a natural disaster.
When there's a natural disaster, our insurance is the government. And by not providing an extension of the CARES Act, our insurance company has gone AWOL.
A new pandemic relief package will presumably be a priority when Congress goes back to work. But with Democrats wanting something like the $3.5 trillion measure already passed by the House, and Republicans determined to keep the price tag closer to $1 trillion, a quick compromise may be too much to hope for. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.